चैप्टर टू।
संजय उवाच तम तथा कृपाविष्टम अश्रुपूर्णकुलेक्षणम विशिदन्तम इदं वाक्यम उवाच मधुसूदना।
संजय सेड, श्री मधुसूदन द स्पोक दिस वर्ड्स टू द लमेंटिंग अर्जुन हु वॉज ओवरवेल्म्ड विद कंपैशन एंड हुज रेस्टलेस आईज वर फुल ऑफ टीयर्स।
श्री भगवानुवाच कुतस्तवा कश्मलमिदं विषम्य समुपस्थितं आनर्जजुष्टम स्वर्गयम् आकीर्तिकरम अर्जुन।
श्री भगवान सेड, ओ अर्जुन, व्हाट इज द कॉज ऑफ योर डिल्यूजन एट दिस क्रूशियल आवर? दिस इज नॉट एट ऑल प्रॉपर फॉर एन आर्यन। इट विल नाइदर एनहेंस योर रेपुटेशन नॉट लीड यू टू स्वर्गलोक।
क्लेब्यम समागमा पार्थ नैतत्वै उपपद्यते क्षुद्रम हृदय दौर्बल्यम त्वक्त्वतिष्ठ परंतप।
ओ पार्थ, डू नॉट ईल्ड टू सच कॉवर्टिस, इट डज नॉट बिफिट यू। अबैंडन दिस पिटी वीकनेस ऑफ हार्ट ओ परंतप एंड अराइज टू डू बैटल।
अर्जुन उवाच कथम भीष्म अहम संखे द्रोणंच मधुसूदन इशुभि प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजारह वरिसूदन।
अर्जुन सेड, ओ मधुसूदन, ओ अरिसूदन, स्लेयर ऑफ एनिमीज, हाउ कैन आई फाइट विद एरोज इन अ बैटल ग्रैंडसायर भीष्म एंड द्रोणाचार्य हु आर माई वर्शिपेबल सुपीरियर्स।
गुरुन हत्वा हि महानुभावान् श्रेयो भोक्तं भिक्षमपि लोके हत्वार्थ कामास्तु गुरुनिहेव भुञ्जीय भोगान् रुधि प्रधिग्धान्।
इट वुड बी बेटर टू मेंटेन माई लाइफ इन दिस वर्ल्ड बाई बेगिंग देन टू किल दिस ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज हु आर माई गुरुज। इवन दो मोटिवेटेड बाई मटेरियल गेन they remain my superiors. After killing them, any worldly enjoyment I might attain would certainly be tainted by their blood.
Na chaitad vidya mahagatram no gariyayo yadva jayem yadiva no jayayu yan eva hatva na jibi visham te avastita pramukhe dhatrashtaha.
I am unable to decide what is better for us, to conquer them or to be conquered by them? Even after killing them, we will not desire to live. Yet, they have taken the side of Dhritarashtra and now stand before us on the battlefield.
Karpanya doshopata swabhavaha prachhami tvam dharma samud chetaha यश्रयास्य निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे शिष्यस्ते अहं शादि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्।
Having become overpowered by weakness of heart and bewildered about how to ascertain dharma, I have given up my natural quality of chivalry. I implore you to tell me what is actually auspicious for me. I am your disciple and surrender unto you. Please instruct me.
नाहि प्रपश्यामि ममापुपद्दया यशोकम् उच्छोषणम् इन्द्रियानाम् अवापि भूमम् असपत्तनम् हृदम् राज्यम् सुरनाम् अपि च अधिपत्यम्।
इवन इफ वी अटेन एन अनराइवल्ड एंड प्रॉस्पेरस किंगडम ऑन अर्थ विथ सॉवरेनिटी ओवर द देवस, आई डू नॉट सी एनी वे टू डिस्पेल दिस लमेंटेशन विच इज ड्राइंग अप माई सेंसेस।
संजय उवाच एवं उक्त्वा ऋषिकेशं गुडाकेश परांतप नायोथस्य इति गोविंदं उक्त्वा तूषणीं बभावुः।
संजय सेड, आफ्टर स्पीकिंग दिस वर्ड्स गुडाकेश द चेस्टाइजर ऑफ एनिमीज सेड टू श्री कृष्ण, ओ गोविंद, आई शैल नॉट फाइट एंड फेल साइलेंट।
तम उवाच ऋषिकेशः प्रहसन इव भारत सैन्योर्भेर्मध्ये विषिदन्तमिदं वचः.
ओ डिसेंडेंट ऑफ भारत धृतराष्ट्र, एट दैट टाइम ऋषिकेश श्री कृष्ण स्माइलिंग इन द मिड्स ऑफ बोथ आर्मीज स्पोक द फॉलोइंग वर्ड्स टू द ग्रीविंग अर्जुन.
श्री भगवान उवाच अशोच्यान अनवशोच्यस्त्वं प्रज्ञां वदं च भाषसि गतासून अगतासून च नानुशोचन्ति पंडितः.
श्री भगवान सेड, व्हाइल स्पीकिंग लर्निड वर्ड्स यू आर मॉर्निंग फॉर व्हाट इज नॉट वर्दी ऑफ ग्रीफ. दोज हु आर वाइज डू नॉट लमेंट either for the living or the dead.
Natav evaham jatu nasham natvam neme janadipah na cheva na bhavishyamah sarve vayam atah paramam.
There was never a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us ever cease to be.
देहनो अस्मिन् यथा देहे कोमरं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्ते धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति.
जस्ट एज द एम्बॉडीड आत्मा पासिस फ्रॉम बॉयहुड टू यूथ टू ओल्ड एज, सिमिलरली आफ्टर डेथ ही पासिस इनटू अनदर बॉडी. एन इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन इज नॉट बिविल्डर्ड बाय द बर्थ एंड डेथ ऑफ द बॉडी.
मात्र स्पर्शस्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्ण सुख दुखदा आगमापायनो अनित्य तांसत तीक्ष्व भारत.
ओ कौन्तेय, वेन द सेंसेस कम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स वन एक्सपीरियंसेस कोल्ड हीट हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस. सच एक्सपीरियंसेस आर फ्लिकरिंग एंड टेम्पररी एंड देयरफॉर ओ भारत यू मस्ट लर्न टू टॉलरेट देम.
यम हीना व्यथयन्ते ते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षवा समा दुख सुखम धीरम सो अमृत्यत्वा कल्पते.
ओ बेस्ट अमंग मेन, दैट सोबर पर्सन फॉर हुम हैप्पीनेस डिस्ट्रेस एंड द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ वेरियस सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर द सेम एंड हु इज नॉट डिस्टर्ब बाय देम is certainly qualified to attain liberation.
Nasato vidyato bhavo na bhavo vidyate satah ubhyor api drishto antas tav anyos tattva dirshabihi.
Of the temporary, such as winter or summer, there is no permanent existence, and of the eternal, such as jivatma, there is no destruction. Those who are knowers of the truth have reached this conclusion by deliberating on these subject matters.
Avinashitu tadvidhi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyayasya na kashit kartutum arhati.
That by which the entire body is pervaded, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy the imperishable Atma.
Antavantam ime deha nitya suktah sharirinah anashino aprameyasya tasmad yudasvah bharata.
The material bodies of the Jivatma, who is eternal, indestructible and immeasurable, are known to be perishable. Therefore, O Arjun, fight.
ये इनं वेति हन्तारं यश्चैनं मन्यते हतं उभौ तौ न विजानीतो नायं हन्ति न हन्यते.
He who considers the jivatma to be either the killer or the killed is ignorant, for the self neither slays nor is he slain by anyone.
न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचिन्नायं भूत्वा भवितो वा न भूयः अजो नित्यः शाश्वतो अयं पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे।
The Jivatma neither takes birth nor dies, nor does he experience repeated creation or growth. He is unborn, eternal, and ever existing. Though primeval, he remains ever youthful. When the body is destroyed, the Jivatma is not destroyed.
Veda vinashinam nityam yenam ajam avavayam katham sa purushah paratha kam ghatayati hantikam.
O Partha, how can a person who knows the Atma to be eternally birthless, immutable and indestructible kill anyone or cause anyone to be killed?
Vasamshi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grinanti naro aparani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samayati navani dehi.
Just as a person discards his old garments and acquires new ones, the Jivatma similarly gives up old, useless bodies and accepts new ones.
Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, na chainam kledayanti apo, na shoshayati marutaha.
The Jivatma can never be pierced by any weapon, burned by fire, moistened by water, nor dried by the wind.
Achedyoyam adayoyam akledyo ashoshya evacha nityah sarvagatasthanu achiloyam sanatana avyaktoyam achintoyam avikaroyam ujjate tasmad evam viditvainam nanu shochitum aharasi.
The Jivatma is indivisible, insoluble, and cannot be burned or dried. He is eternal, all-pervasive, permanent, non-moving and ever-existing. He is imperceptible, inconceivable, and being free from all the six types of transformations, such as birth and death, is immutable. After understanding the Atma in this way, it is not proper for you to lament.
Atha chainam nityam jatam nityam vamani yasya mritam tathapi tvam mahabaho nainam shochitum maharasi.
If, however, you think that the Atma is always born and always dies, there is still no reason for you to grieve, O Mahabaho.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu dhruvam janma mritasya cha tasmad aparihaje arthe natvam shochitum aharasi.
For one is born, death is certain, and for one who has died, birth is certain. Therefore you could not grieve for that which is unavoidable.
Avyaktani bhutani vyakto madhyani bharata avyakta nidhananeva tatra ka paradevana.
O Bharat, all beings are unmanifested before their birth. They become manifest in their interim, and after that they once again become unmanifest. So what cause can there be for lamentation?
Aascharyavat pashyati kashchit enam aascharyavat vadati tatheva chanyah aascharyavat chainam anya shrunoti shrutvapi enam vedana chaiva kashchit.
Some look upon the Atma as amazing, some speak of him as amazing, some hear of him and accept him as amazing. Others, however, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all.
Dehi nityam avadyoyam dehi sarvasya bharata tasma sarvani bhutani natam shochitum arhasi.
O Bharat, the eternal Jivatma who resides within the body of all living beings can never be slain. Therefore, you need not grieve for anyone.
Swadharmam api cha vekshaya navikampitum arhasi dharmadhi yuddha shreyo anya kshatriyasya na vidyate.
Considering your duty as a kshatriya, you should not hesitate, and there is no better engagement for you than to fight for dharma.
Yadrichhaya cho papanam swargadwaram apavritam sukhinaha kshatriyah partha labhante yuddham idrisham.
O Partha, fortunate are those kshatriyas for whom such an opportunity to fight comes of its own accord, and thus open wides the doorway to swarga.
Atha cheta tvam imam dharmayam sangramam na karishayasi tata swadharmam kirtitim cha hitva papam avapavayasi.
However, if you do not perform your swadharma of fighting this dharmic battle, you will not only lose your status as a kshatriya, but your only gain will be sinful reaction.
Akirtitam chapi bhutani katha yishayanti te avayayam sambhavitasya cha kirtiti maranad atirichayete.
People will speak of your infamy for all time, and for an honorable person, dishonor is more painful than death.
Bhayadranad uparatam mamasyante tvam maharatha yesham cha tvam bahumato bhutva yayasvi lagavam.
Great warriors such as Duryodhan and others will think that you have left the battlefield out of fear. Those who have always honored you so highly will consider you to be insignificant.
Avachya vadamscha bahun vadishyanti tavahitah nindastav samarthayam tato dukhataram nukim.
Your enemies will scorn you with many harsh words while criticizing your ability. What could be more painful for you than this?
Hato va prapayasi swargam hitva va bhokshayase mahim tasmad utishtah kaunteya yuddhaya krita nishchaya.
O Kaunteya, if you are killed in the battle, you will attain swarga, and if you are victorious, you will enjoy this earthly kingdom. Therefore, stand up and fight with determination.
Sukha dukhe samakritva labho labho jaya jayo tato yuddhaya yujayasva naivam papam avaphayasisi.
Considering happiness and distress, gain and loss, and victory and defeat to be equal, you should fight. In this way, you will not incur any sin.
Eshate abhihita sankhe buddhir yoga tav imam shunu buddhaya yukto yaya partha karma bandham parihayasisi.
O Partha, thus far I have explained this knowledge of Sankhya Yoga, but now I will impart to you the science of Bhakti Yoga, by which you will become freed from the bondage of this material world.
Neha bi karma nasho asti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat.
Endeavors on the path of Bhakti Yoga are neither fruitless nor subject to loss. Even a little progress frees one from great fear in the form of this material world.
Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekah guru nandana bahu shakahi anantascha buddhayo avyayasayina.
O Kuru Nandan, the intelligence of those who are on this path of bhakti is resolute and one-pointed, but the intelligence of those who are averse to bhakti is many-branched and inconclusive.
याम इमां पुष्पितां वाचं प्रवदन्ते अविपश्चितः वेदवातरता पार्थ नान्यदस्थितिवादिनः।
ओ पार्थ, दोज हु आर फुलिश रिजेक्ट द रियल मीनिंग ऑफ द वेदस आउट ऑफ अटैचमेंट टू दोज ऑर्नामेंटल स्टेटमेंट्स विच ग्लोरिफाई द परस्यूट ऑफ सेलेस्टियल प्लेजर्स बट विच यील्ड ओनली पॉइजनस इफेक्ट्स। दे से देर इज नो हायर ट्रूथ ईश्वर तत्व देन दीज।
कामात्मना स्वर्ग परा जन्म कर्म फल प्रदम क्रिया विशेष बहुलाम भोग ऐश्वर्य गतिम प्रति।
दोज हुज हार्ट्स आर कंटेमिनेटेड बाय लस्ट परफॉर्म मेनी पॉम्पोस सेरेमनीज टू अटेन स्वर्गलोक थिंकिंग दिस टू बी द हाइएस्ट ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ द वेदस। दो लीडिंग टू एंजॉयमेंट एंड ऑपुलेंस सच रिचुअल्स बाइंड देयर फॉलोअर्स इन द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ।
भोग ऐश्वर्य प्रसक्तानां तया परत चेतसां व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धिः समधौ न विधयते।
दोज हु आर अटैच्ड टू एंजॉयमेंट एंड ऑपुलेंस हुज माइंड्स हैव बीन कैप्टिवेटेड बाय सेलेस्टियल हैप्पीनेस डू नॉट अटेन द रेजोल्यूट इंटेलिजेंस फॉर एक्सक्लूसिव एब्जॉर्प्शन इन भगवान।
त्रैगुण्य विषया वेद निस्त्रैगुण्यो भव अर्जुन निर्द्वंद्व नित्य सत्व स्थितो निर्योग क्षेम आत्मवान।
ओ अर्जुन, राइज अबव द मोड्स डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द वेदस एंड बिकम एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन निर्गुण तत्व। बी फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल ड्वालिटीज सच एज ऑनर एंड डिसऑनर एंड डू नॉट वरी अबाउट प्रॉफिट एंड लॉस। Become situated in Shuddha Sattva by using the intelligence awarded by me.
Yavan arthe udapane sarvatah sampluto doke tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah.
All the purposes served by the variety of wells can easily be fulfilled by a large lake. Similarly, whatever results are attained by the worship of various devas, as described in the Vedas, can easily be attained through the worship of Bhagwan by a Brahmin endowed with bhakti.
Karmanya evadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala heturbhu ma te sangu astuva karmani.
You are eligible only to perform your prescribed work, but you have no right to the fruits. You should not consider yourself to be the cause of the result of your actions, nor should you become attached to neglecting your duties.
Yoga sthitaha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhi asiddhyo samabhutva समत्वम योगा उच्चयते।
ओ धनंजया, इन अ डिवोशनल मूड गिव अप अटैचमेंट टू द फ्रूट्स ऑफ कर्म परफॉर्म योर प्रेस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटीज एंड बिकम इक्विपाइज इन सक्सेस एंड फेलियर। सच इक्विनिमिटी इज कॉल्ड योग।
दूरेन ही आवरम कर्म बुद्धि योगाद धनंजया बुद्धौ शरणम अनविच्छः कर्पणः फलहेतवः।
ओ धनंजय, बिकॉज काम्य कर्म इज वेरी मच इन्फीरियर, टेक शेल्टर ऑफ निष्काम कर्म योग दैट इज ऑफर्ड टू द लॉर्ड। दोज हु डिजायर द फ्रूट्स ऑफ देयर कर्म आर माइजर्स।
बुद्धि युक्तो जहातिह उभे सुकृत दुष्कृते तस्माद् योगया युजस्व योगः कर्मसु कौशलम्।
वन हु प्रैक्टिसेस बुद्धि योग गिव्स अप बोथ पायस एंड इम्पायस एक्शंस इन दिस वेरी लाइफ। देयरफॉर स्ट्राइव फॉर निष्काम कर्म योग। वर्किंग अंडर द शेल्टर ऑफ बुद्धि योग विद इक्विनिमिटी इज द आर्ट ऑफ वर्क।
कर्मजं बुद्धियुक्ता ही फलं त्यक्त्वा मनीषिणः जन्मबन्ध विनुर्मुक्तः पदं गच्छयन्ति अनामयम्।
Sages endowed with Buddhi Yoga gave up the results born of karma. Thus becoming freed from the cycle of birth and death, they eventually attain Vaikuntha, the state beyond all mundane miseries.
Yada te moha kalilam buddhir vyatyatir yashayati tada gantasi nirvedam shotayasya shutasya cha.
When your intelligence has crossed beyond the dense forest of illusion, you will become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard.
Shuti vipritti pannate yada sthayasiti nishala samadhau vachala buddhi tada yogam avapasayasisi.
When your intelligence becomes detached from hearing various interpretations of the Vedas, and when it becomes free from all other attachments, while remaining steadfast in Parameshwar, then you will attain the fruit of yoga.
Arjuna vachaha sthiti pragyasya ka bhasha samadhistasya keshava sthiti dihi kim prabhashet kimasit brajet kim.
Arjuna said, O Keshav, what are the symptoms of a person whose intelligence is fixed in samadhi? How does he speak? How does he sit? And how does he walk?
Shri Bhagavan uvachaha prajahati yada kaman sarvana partha manogatan atmanneva atmana tushtaha sthitu pragyasta duchayate.
Shri Bhagavan said, O Partha, when the Jivatma gives up all material desires arising from the mind, and when with his mind thus controlled, he becomes satisfied by the blissful nature of the Self alone, then he is to be known as Thit Pragya, a person of steady intelligence.
Dukheshu anudvigna manaha sukheshu vigataha spriha vitaraga bhaya krodaha sthitadhira muniruchayate.
One who is not disturbed by the three types of miseries, adhyatmika, adibhautika and adidevika, who remains free from desires in the presence of happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear and anger, is called the steady-minded sage.
Yaha sarvatrani bhisneha tattad prapya shubham shubham na abhinandanti na dveshtati tasya pragya pratishtatah.
One who is devoid of mundane affection and who neither rejoices in gain nor despairs in loss is known to have fixed intelligence.
Yada saharate chayam kurmo angani vi sarvashah indriyani indriyan arthabhas tasya pragya pratishtata.
When a person can completely withdraw his senses from the sense objects at will, just as a tortoise withdraws its limbs into its shell, his intelligence is firmly fixed.
Vishaya vini vartante niharasya dehina rasa varjam raso apyasya param drishtva nivartate.
He who identifies himself with his body may artificially restrict his enjoyment by withdrawing the senses from their object, but his taste for sense pleasure still remains. This is not genuine detachment. However, for one who is sthit pragya, having realized Paramatma, his taste for sense objects automatically ceases.
Yatato hayapi konteya purushasya vipaschitah indriyani pramathinihi haranti prasabhavam manah.
O Kaunteya, the restless senses can forcibly steal away the mind of even a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to achieve liberation.
Tani sarvani samyamya yukta sita matpara vashehi yasya indriyani tasya pragya pratishtata.
Therefore, one should subdue the senses by surrendering to me in bhakti yoga and living under my shelter. Only one whose senses are controlled is fixed in intelligence. He alone is sthita pragya.
Dhyayato vishyan pumsaha sangasteshu upajayate sanga sanjayate kamaha kamat krodha bijayate.
By meditating on the sense objects, one develops attachment. Attachment gives rise to desire, which in turn leads to anger.
Krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti vibhramaha, smriti brahmashad buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashyati.
Anger gives rise to delusion, and from delusion comes loss of memory, forgetting the instructions of Shastra. Loss of memory destroys intelligence, and when the intelligence is destroyed, everything is lost, and one again becomes fallen in the ocean of material existence.
Raga dvesha vimuktayastu vishayan indriyascharan atma vashyer vidhyatma prasadam adigachyati.
A man of controlled senses, however, is free from attachment and aversion, attains happiness of mind even while enjoying various objects through his senses.
Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanir asyopajayate prasanna cetaso hiyashu buddhihi parivatishtate.
When one who is self-controlled achieves happiness, all his miseries are dispelled. As a result, the intelligence of such a contented person soon becomes fixed in attaining his desired goal.
Nasti buddhi ayuktasya na cha yuktasya bhavana na cha bhava yata shanti ashantasya kutaha sukham.
One whose mind is uncontrolled and who is bereft of intelligence related to the Atma is unable to meditate on Parameshwar. A person devoid of meditation does not attain peace, and without peace, where is the possibility of happiness?
Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anuvidhayate tad asya hariti pragyanam vayur navami vambhasi.
Just as the wind sweeps away a boat on the water, the mind of an unrestrained person runs after any one of the senses that wanders in its sense object.
Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrinitani sarvashah indriyani indriyan ardhabhyas tasya pragya pratishtata.
Therefore, O mahabaho, one whose senses are completely restrained from the respective sense object is sthit pragya, fixed in intelligence.
Ya nisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pasyato mune.
That intelligence which is related to consciousness is like night for the materialistic common people. However, asthita pragya remains awake in that intelligence. The intelligence which is engaged in sense objects, in which the common living entity remains awake, is like night for the great thinker who knows the absolute reality. In other words, such a person accepts sense objects in an appropriate way without being attached to them.
Apurya manam achal pratishtam samudram apaproshanti yadva तद्वद् कामयं प्रवशन्ति सर्वे सा शान्तिम् आप्नोति न काम कामी।
Just as countless rivers flow into the ocean, which never floods, various desires flow into the mind of one who is sthit pragya, yet his equilibrium is never disturbed. Such persons alone can attain peace, not those who strive always to fulfill their desires.
Vihaya kamanya sarvan pumanscharati nihispriha nirmamo nihankaraha sa shanti madigacchati.
It is only those who give up all desires and wander free from hankering, false ego and possessiveness who attain peace.
एषा ब्राह्मणी स्थितिः पार्थः नैनं प्राप्य विमोयति स्थित्वासयाम अंतकाले अपि ब्रह्म निर्वाणं रच्छति।
ओ पार्थ, अटेनिंग ब्रह्म इन दिस वे इज कॉल्ड ब्रह्मी स्थितिः। आफ्टर अटेनिंग दिस स्टेट वन इज नो लॉन्गर डिल्यूडेड। इफ एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ One is situated in this consciousness even for a moment, he attains Brahm Nirvana.
Iti Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjun Samvade Sankhya Yoga Namaha Dvitiyo Adhyayaha.